It has its own DNA. There's a warmth about it. There's a friendliness about it. But it's all about winning football matches and running the club professionally within a very tight budget and putting a smile on people's faces. It's a very simple game, sometimes overcomplicated, but it's about providing entertainment for the masses and making supporters feel supporting their club, and it is their club, is vitally important. And that's the message we've got to try and get over to people, because the attendances we have, we're very, very grateful and lucky to have 3,000 supporters who virtually come week in, week out, compared to where we were, say, 4 years ago, when maybe 1,200 people were coming on a regular basis. It has grown, but it needs to grow further. Have we got a magic wand instantly? No, but that won't stop us, you know, working day and night to try and make more people come and watch this football club. We've got to go out there into the community, into the schools, into the business community as well, and try and sell the Crawley Town brand.
A couple of projects touched on by your predecessor, Richard Lowe, the training at Bewbush, I think you're now at Oakwood, and also the academy. What can you say about those two, and whether you would perhaps change any of those plans? Or?
Well, we've now vacated Bewbush. The facilities we have at Oakwood are far superior. It's a very pleasant site, okay? It needs a little bit of TLC, but we're very grateful to Oakwood Football Club for allowing us to use that facility. As far as the pitches are concerned, whilst you can always improve them, you know, they're comparable with a lot of clubs in Division One, and from the clubs I've seen training facilities in the Championship even. On that side of it, I know Richie and his staff are quite pleased with the facilities that we have, because when you're trying to attract players to this club, one of the first questions they ask, quite rightly, is, you know, what's the training ground like? The training regime, what other facilities do you have? As far as the academy is concerned, I know there's been issues before about us closing sections of the academy down. You know, whatever decisions my predecessors have taken really is history. I'm not too fussed about that. We have a youth department. Steve Martin and his team are working tirelessly to try and bring the right quality of youngsters into the club to supplement eventually the first team squad. Have we got a bottomless pit to throw at the youth department? No, we haven't. Every department in this club has a tight budget to work to, but we want the best local youngsters to feel proud about joining Crawley Town Football Club.
Is there any news on the ownership issue? Sukarto and the like have said that at some stage, no panic, they would like to hand the club over. Are they still investing money while that holding period is going on? Do you have any bites at the cherry, as it were, to buy this club and for someone to take it over?
Every football club, I would think, in this country, with the exception of maybe the top four or five, are open to inward investment. We need, on the gates that we're having, it is very, very difficult, not impossible, but it's difficult to compete competitively at this level. All I would say to supporters in my first 2 weeks here, it's evident how lucky this football club has been in the last 4 or 5 years to have a board and investors who have supported this club. Do I sense that is going to change? No, I don't. As to what level that support will be available, I don't know. That's up to the individuals. But we run a very, very tight ship. We are certainly performing beyond the budgets that we're working to, but there is an enthusiasm and a commitment from the people I've met within the club that they want to continue their support of Crawley Town Football Club. I can't say much more than that, really, because there are some issues which are private and confidential and commercially sensitive. If there is a change of ownership or there's an investment, then as and when that document's signed, they'll be advised of that. But at the moment, all I would say is everybody at this football club, from the investors, the board and all the staff, are 101% committed to looking after and progressing this football club.
So the club isn't in a position where it's running out of money. There's no drama.
Well, you always like more money, wouldn't you? But as I said it previously, that, you know, we run a very tight ship. Is there a bottomless pit? Are we playing in front of gates equivalent to Wolverhampton Wanderers, where we're going tomorrow, or Sheffield United? No, we're not. You know, we are, as far as attendances are concerned, average gate maybe 3,500 last season, compared to the average in the Division One last season of 6,600.